for take roll call?
I will read the script first.
Okay.
Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for the purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raised hands when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in order in which their hands are raised. Lowering your hands will take you out of queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. And now for roll call. Second, I'm sorry. Shadera Kilfoy Flores.
Here. Present.
Jalen Stieber.
Present.
Jacqueline Hunt. Rachel Kincaid.
Present.
And Maya. Wait, are Rachel and Maya, they're not on, right? That was decided the last one. They're not supposed to be on here, correct?
Who?
Rachel is.
I'm here.
I meant
Rachel
Jacqueline and
is.
Maya. I meant Jacqueline and Maya.
It's Jackie and Maya, but seeing as how neither one of them are here, that's okay. That's we have, well, Robert was to notify Common Council that they were being reappointed, so
All right.
renominated.
Attendance is taken care of. The chair, the floor is your chair. Sorry.
Thank you. Hi, Jeanette. So if I could get a motion, I think we don't have any public comment. Looks like approval of minutes. Jen, did we need to do all those? I thought that maybe we did those at the last.
So the 2:15 minutes were completed. I sent them out late because I was having some IT difficulties. So I'm not
Okay.
sure if anybody's had a chance to review them yet.
Okay.
I have.
All right, then if you don't mind, Rachel.
I'll make a motion to accept minutes.
Second.
Let the minutes reflect that. Oh, if there's anybody who's in opposition, which is none of us, let the record reflect that it's a unanimous pass. I seem to have opened our minutes instead of the agenda, so sorry. That's why I'm a little distracted here. There we go. Okay, because it was for the February minutes, and I was looking at the minutes from last month when we did go back and approve all those tons of minutes. Didn't we already do this? So the minutes of the minutes is what I was looking at. Sorry, guys. Any disclosures or recusals need to be made? Seeing no hands raised, items for consideration. Our policy and procedure response to the MPD 5-year strategic plan. That policy and procedures subcommittee has been trucking right along. Michelle has a bunch of really good questions for JP to come and meet with us and present on that five-year strategic plan so that we're kind of the board and MPD, everybody on the same page. We had talked about it at a previous meeting, but that was quite some time ago. So this is the new, most recent five-year strategic plan. And as far as dates, Robert was working on a date. I need to make an announcement that Robert, well, I'm going to save that for closed session, but just that he and I need to do have some communication about where he's at with scheduling that five-year strategic plan. Meeting with the strategic planning group as well as JP. So having him come to one of those meetings, I'm not sure where they were at with scheduling, but I will find out and get back to everybody. Any questions or comments? Not seeing any questions or comments. I'm going to go ahead to the 2024 community listening sessions on complaint process discussion. I know Robert told me that he had reached out to Jeanette and Jeanette, you had said that it was the Allied Duns Marsh where you had done a Spanish speaking community session. And so he was going to reach out to Ally Duns Marsh and ask for space. To reserve there. We're looking at trying to do that as soon as possible, like within maybe 1 or 2 weeks of promotion. Jeanette, how much promotion did you do for the listening sessions in Spanish?
A couple of weeks, and he did email me, but I mean, it is like, I will connect him with the Boys and Girls Club. That's what we did it. And they were supporting us. So that will be the venue to get there.
Okay.
But a couple of weeks should be enough, and we need to engage the Neighborhood Association as well as the Wellness Center. They help us promote it.
Oh, excellent. Would you send me those contacts? Robert is going to be out for a while, and so I will go ahead and take care of that. I'll also
sure,
take
I can do that. Thank you.
Okay. And then I'm going to reach out and see if maybe Larissa could help us with translating and promotion or creating some material maybe.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Yeah. We're not sure when Robert's going to be able to return to work right now. He's out on emergency leave, and so I'm just gonna proceed kind of just send any communication that you would normally send to Robert, send to me, and I will share, you know, between Jennifer and I. We will, you know, we will reach out and make sure that we have this listening session. I would like to do it as soon as possible. So maybe first week of April after spring break.
We can discuss, separate. I'm sorry, I'm into meetings. So yes, definitely we can discuss.
I'm sorry, Jeanette. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm in a community meeting, but I definitely we can further discuss and connect after this for a date.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Do we have any further questions? Oh my goodness, sorry. There's a phone and I didn't see it. Let's see. Went on to a discussion on May full board in-person meeting and know your rights training. I'm in contact now with Emilio. He used to be the trainer for ACLU. He is now the director of Milwaukee Turners, and they just did a Know Your Rights training in February. So they're discussing coming in May. We talked about mileage and the fact that our training might go until 8 p.m., possibly the board covering a hotel room for them. But we will keep discussing this the closer that we get to the full board in-person training. We had talked about doing it on, we had pretty much voted to do it on the south side at the Parks Commission if possible. Jennifer, can you make a note of that? And would you see if it's a city building on Olin Avenue? I can't remember the name. Do you know the name, Mike, or anyone on the call? That
you
park
mean,
building?
You mean the Parks building?
Parks. Yeah, the Parks building,
right
off of Olin Avenue.
Right, it's the Parks Department building.
That's the name of it. Okay, there you go. Jennifer, would you see if they might be available in for our, we're looking for to have that location for our May 23rd meeting.
I will put a note and do my best to find the contact information, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And if we're not able to reserve that for the 23rd, let's discuss other possibilities. But we really thought off the Beltline would make transportation easier for people who are coming west. And then we had also discussed having a full board picture and possibly we had also discussed in the past having bios, and I know that has been like pulling teeth. I know you did a really good attempt, Jennifer, and Jackie I think may have been one of the few that got back to you, but let's try to make another push again for people's bios. I would really love to see people's bios and headshot on our website, or at least a full board picture. So maybe someone taking a picture at that full board meeting will be enough, but I would really love to see headshots and bios on our webpage. I've looked at a lot of other PCOB pages, and it just, I think it really helps to put faces with names and faces together. So anybody have any comments about that? Jennifer, go ahead.
I've already collected several. I have a Word document I've started that we can convert, move into the website once they're ready. I've gotten four or five of them.
Oh, so. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Yeah, let's move on along with that. I know it wasn't on our agenda, but I think it kind of goes with you know, full board having a picture of our full board, and also having, you know, that community engagement piece. People can see, oh, I know, I've seen that person here or there. Any other input for our discussion on your Know Your Rights training full board? I know at one point we had talked about having the event catered. I think what we need to do is create a flyer and ask people to register, so that way if we were to provide any type of food, that we would, you know, have some kind of an idea ahead. Since our meeting is going to be right over dinner time, it would be good to offer communities. Some food. We don't have to do anything fancy, even pizza, but I think something, since we'll be meeting over dinner time, would be good for us to look into. So if you'll make a note of that too, Jennifer, that might be one of the first tasks for our new administrative assistant. If not, we'll get started on it now. Then agenda item 6, discussion on our OIM tasks, the complaint process. It's really hard with Robert not being here in terms of a timeline. That was the discussion that I was hoping for to have this evening with Robert present. You know, an idea for a timeline for our complaint process. Right now, I want to finish up the community input, have that done, and roll out the process as soon as possible. I think that we have a really comprehensive process. We have a really comprehensive form, but I would really like to hear input from Spanish speakers about that process and form, and I would also like to hear from you about that process and form. So that's where we're at in terms of the complaint process, is wrapping up our community discussions. And then, yeah, we don't have a timeline. And so I think it would be really important for the complaint process subcommittee for that to meet at its next scheduled time for a timeline to be discussed. And then 6B, the hire. Does anybody have any questions on 6A at all or comments? No? Okay. 6B, the hiring of our OIM positions. That would be our office manager, administrative assistant, two. I can't remember the exact title. And then also our data analyst. So interesting on the numbers. We have, it sounds like, 15 candidates for the office manager position. And then we have 14 candidates for the data analyst. Now, we had some crazy 400 applicants, but only a certain number of those applicants actually filled out the, or maybe Julie said 20. I'm sorry, guys. I have a lot of numbers floating around in my head. But it had started out 400 and then whittled down to not so very many applicants who actually turned in their essays along with their applications. And so those applicants who did not turn in essays do not qualify any further in the process. So I think it was around 20 that she said had also submitted their interview essays. Part of the, you know, I'm working on with Julie is the rubric for those and the questions for those. Robert had planned on putting a panel together for interviewing in the next week. He had not done that, to my knowledge, before this emergency. And so I'm going to take over that hiring process for right now, developing, with Julie's help, developing a panel. And there were questions already developed from the last hiring process, but apparently there were some additional questions. So hopefully, if I'm able to locate those from Robert, hopefully we can add those to this hiring process. Otherwise, we will go with the questions that were used for the last office manager hiring. Then for the data analyst, again, trying to figure out the rubric for that is going to be a little bit tricky and putting together a panel. So should either one of you, Jalen or if anybody has time, either one of you from the board, if Rachel, if you have any time whatsoever, let me know what your schedule over the next 2 weeks looks like. What we're looking at, I think we're looking at about 8 to 10 people who have replied for the office manager. So we're talking about half hour interviews. Half hour interviews would equate to about 5 total hours doing interviews. And then probably an hour max to be able to rehash and go over those. And those would certainly be spread out, I think, over a number of days so that for scheduling those people as well. So if either one of you have 6 hours anywhere in your, you know, not so busy days already. Rachel, go ahead.
Is this for, I would like to be a part of the administrative assistant stuff. I don't know too much about the data, but I would sure make the time for that one.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, and that actually, we have a much sooner timeline for that than the data one, because that had been advertised and the cutoff had been a lot sooner than the data analyst. So we have a little bit more time to work on that hiring panel. So if you would please just send me your availability, Rachel. We're trying to recruit someone from the city who also works with office managerial type different departments. Julie didn't give a specific department, but she thought that she had a small pool of people from the city that had said they would be willing to help us as well. So yeah, hopefully we can get both of these positions filled as soon as possible. And it sounds like our office is getting very close to being finished, so that the Office of the Independent Monitor will actually have a real finished location that people can come to and work from. So I'm really, really excited for that to come to fruition. Then the status of our current process of new member nominations. Robert had been working on that as well. The new member nominations that we were working on was for the NAACP. The NAACP, they only offered one nominee. So Carlotta Calmes has asked if she could become a full voting board member rather than an alternate. And it didn't seem like there was anything to stop her from becoming an alternate, or excuse me, a full voting board member. So we have offered, I'm not sure where Robert is at with the communication with NAACP, but to see if the NAACP agrees to nominating her as well, which would mean that then there is a city, an alternate seat that would become available. So a city appointed alternate seat. And then we are having to fill Melanie Coral's seat for Freedom Inc., it looks like. She has not attended in close to a year, and she did not fill out the renewal paperwork as well. So where I'm at with that is Robert was working on developing like a form letter so that if any, if any future chair needed to communicate to the mayor that somebody was not fulfilling their attendance requirement, But I don't know, again, where he was at in that. So I have to just let the mayor know that this is what happened. And we did vote on a process. And so continuing with that process would be to let Freedom Inc. know that Melanie has not showed up. So I will take on that role now in letting Freedom Inc. know that they need to make two new nominations. So we have a lot of new member nominations, but we also have two members who are staying on. The Urban Triage representative, Maya Pearson, she has agreed to stay on for another term, as well as Jackie Hunt. She is our YWCA representative, and she has also offered to stay on for another term, which I think will be great for some continuation of the board. And then hopefully less training of people. So
Mike has his hand up.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks. For the NAACP nominee, Shadir, I sent you an email today. Do you have a phone number for Greg Jones?
I received some information from Karen when we had done our very first IM interviewing. He had been on one of our community interview panels. So no, I don't have it right at the tip of my fingers, but I will find it tonight and I will get it to you tomorrow.
Okay. She couldn't locate it today and I was trying to call him today. I told Robert I would follow up on that.
Okay. It's somewhere. It was in an email that she sent to me, so I'll go digging. I'll search and find it.
Thanks.
Because I was tasked with giving him a gift card and I ended up having to leave his gift card at his office because I couldn't find him in person to give him his gift card for being our community member on that panel. So he is sometimes hard to get a hold of. I found him difficult to get a hold of. But so that is where we are with our new member nominations. Unfortunately, what this does is we don't have as many current members. And so what it does is it really makes quorum a little bit strange. So that means we are currently down three members officially. Until the Common Council approves our nominees and until our two remaining people are approved by Common Council. So then our full board will be in place again. So discussion for the evaluation for the chief. Robert sent me some materials. I'm going over those. I'll go over those. We can go over those as a board together in April. I don't want to take that on in March. We have way too much going on with hiring. But maybe the end of April, that's something that we can discuss. It is something that the board is supposed to be tasked with every single year. We are supposed to be evaluating the chief. So I just want to keep it on everybody's radar that it's something that we need to tackle. And does anybody have any questions? Comments? Okay. Any future agenda items? Anybody you want to add, either of you? Okay. we got enough going on here. So we are, for our next agenda item, discussion of the evaluation for our IM. We are going to go into closed session to discuss that. I don't know, Mike, am I supposed to read the closed session wording here?
You can read that and then just ask for a motion to go into closed session for those reasons.
Okay. So when the Police Civilian Oversight Board considers the following matter, it may go into closed session pursuant to Section 19.851C, Wisconsin statutes, which reads as follows: considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation, data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. If the PCOB does go into closed session, notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 19.852 Wisconsin statute that it may reconvene in open session without waiting 12 hours as specified in the statute. We will not be reconvening. We will not be coming back or having public enter after we're done. We're just going to adjourn from closed session. So I want to thank Bonnie for joining us. I know she wrote me and said it's awkward since she's not allowed the feature to respond, but I do appreciate you being here, Bonnie. So thank you for that.
So
And
we
then,
need to have the motion then.
so we need a
Motion.
motion for us to go into closed session. Jalen?
I'll make a motion to go into closed session.
Thank you, Rachel.
I'll second.
Thank you, Rachel.
Before we start, I stop recording, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have to come back into recording for us to adjourn, or can we adjourn without it being recorded?
It'll be adjourned. We do not have to record again. We'll adjourn in closed session. So just after the motion is passed, then you can turn off the recording.
Okay. Am I good to turn it off, Shadira?
Yes, thank you so much, Jennifer. Thank you, Attorney Haas.